Are you ready to step beyond your sexual walls? We're here to talk about anything you want. This is the Sisters of Sexuality show, featuring Taylor Sparks, Parrish Michelle Blair, Jet Setting Jasmine, Marla Renee Stewart, and Tiffany Janae. We have so much to talk about today, so let's just get things started. Here are your hosts, Taylor, Parrish, Jasmine, Marla, and Tiffany.
Good evening, ladies and wonderful gentlemen. This is Taylor Sparks, your co-host for Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play radio show. Welcome to another exciting night of sex, sexuality, sexual talk. You know how we do. We talk about sex. I am the owner and sex goddess and erotic educator for OrganicLovin.com. And I am so happy because today on our show, we have Miss Tiffany Janae. And Tiffany is a sought-after women's empowerment guide, social influencer, and motivational speaker. She's made her career out of connecting on a personal level with women, assisting them in getting past their fears, hurt, and anxiety as it pertains to their sexuality through her work as a womb wellness advocate. She's also the founder of Yoni Eggs, and through her hard work, she has transitioned from homelessness to pioneering the Yoni Egg movement through her six-figure brand, Organic Blood Yoni Eggs. Tiffany's Yoni Eggs are internationally distributed and have been featured by media outlets such as Ebony, Essence, XO Nicole, Nylon, and The Doctor's TV Show. With a combined social media following of over 30,000 followers, Tiffany has grown a tribe of women and some men who share goals of becoming their best selves and who are willing to put in the work to do so. So from healing crystals to organic food choices, Tiffany has become a leader in the wellness industry, and she is just getting started. So we are going to come back in a few moments and talk to Tiffany about all that she has done. She is also a coach. And she works with co-creating with her clients to bring their visions to life by developing their character as well as increasing how they value themselves. So she has got a lot to share with us. She is my fella sister of sexuality, and she is also a co-host on the show. So when we come back in a few moments, we are going to talk to Tiffany. So listen, guys, stay tuned. Don't move. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Sexy is back, and we've got it going on all the time here on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Maximize your orgasms and just let go. The Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket guarantees to keep your sheets dry, no matter how wet it gets. From massage oils to lubes and beyond, we've got your bed covered. So just throw it down and get it on and get lost in your very own Throes of Passion. Then toss it aside and bask in the afterglow of great sex in warm, dry sheets. The all-new Naked Fleece provides a soft and sexy playscape, while the Stay Dry Barrier protects your bed, your couch, and even your carpet. It's machine washable, large enough to cover a king-size bed, and light enough to travel discreetly. To get your own Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket, visit thesexylifestyle.com and order yours today. That's thesexylifestyle.com. Great sex starts now.
Do you find yourself lying in bed, dreaming about how to spice up your love life, and wondering how you are going to make it happen? It's time to have an intimate conversation about life, love, and lust on Pillow Talk with Cheryl. If you've been suppressing your emotions, wanting and waiting to talk about the way you really feel about romance, host Cheryl Besner is ready to help you challenge and change the way you approach your love life. Pillow Talk with Cheryl can be heard every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. That's sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Hi. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the Sisters of Sexuality radio show. I am quite honored to have our guest, my sister of sexuality and co-host of the Sisters of Sexuality show, Tiffany Janae, here with us this evening. Tiffany, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, girl. How are you?
I'm doing so good.
Good. Where in the world are you?
I'm in Hawaii.
You're in Hawaii. Which island are you on?
Maui.
Maui. I have yet to get to Hawaii. It is on my list, and I'm going to get there, so don't move before I get there.
No, you totally got to come and bring all your naked friends. I know how you roll.
Yeah, how I roll. I've seen your half-naked pictures on social media. I'm not the only one. Listen, us birds of a feather stick together. You roll naked too, girlfriend. Don't be trying to make it seem like I'm the only one running around here bucket naked. I know you roll naked.
Yes, I want you to bring your friends.
I will bring my friends. We will come to the island and roll naked with you, girl. So listen, you have done so much. We met... I met you before you met me. I found you online initially through your organic blood and your yoni eggs, and I saw you on YouTube, and I'm like, oh, as soon as I get back from the Sex Down South conference, I'm going to look this woman up. And I get there, and right across the aisle, there you are. There you were. So tell everybody... I mean, I kind of gave them just a sneak peek into who you are a little bit, but there's so much more to you than just the yoni eggs and just the coaching. So I'm going to let you start as far back as you like to tell people a little bit more about Tiffany Janae.
Cool. So growing up, when I was two, no, I'm just kidding. No, I think I started out life just like most people, aspiring to one day be a wife and to grow into a woman. And it's just been this expansive learning journey that's taken me on so many different paths. And in 2008, I actually crossed that bridge and I got married. And so at that time, I wanted to learn how to be a wife because I had this whole life that I lived where I was not a wife. And I had these things that I was saving up. When I become a wife, I'm going to do this. And when I'm a wife, I'm going to be like this. But then I actually became one and I'm like, oh shit, we're here. Like, what do I do? You know, like what's this crossover and how do I immediately step into this role? And so that question inspired so many different things that I went on and learned about. And initially, I took a course on feminine energy to learn about the different... I'm really into energy, and I think in the Sisters of Sexuality, that's really what I bring here is about the energetic communication and the vibes and just tuning into that deeper level. And so that was just how I was raised. And then when I applied that to my sexuality... it really opened up. So I was learning about the feminine energies and masculine energies and then how to embody these different archetypes and how does that play into the relationship. So I'll give you an example. If I'm in a relationship and it's something where it's like I'm acting too masculine, then it's like, well, what does that mean? And how do I tone that down? So what's the counterpart to that? What's the feminine? How do I embody this particular feminine energy? Whether that's to be more submissive or better with my communication or more sensual. There's different things that you can tap into, different colors and scents and tastes and garments that you wear. So I started learning about that. And in that course, I learned about yoni eggs. And so at the time I Googled yoni eggs. There was three companies that came up. All of which were ran through a blog, and which meant that you had to write them and ask what was in stock. So I did that, and all of them took a couple weeks to get back to me to tell me that they didn't have in stock what I was asking for. And then this just went on for a while, and I just felt like, you know, this is such an important tool for women. Why is this the only way that we can get them?
Right. And then, Did you feel drawn to the yoni eggs in some way, energetically or aesthetically or businessly, so to speak?
All of that.
Commercially?
Yes, all of that. I came from a marketing sales background, and my brother he's 11 years older than me, and he's always been really creative as far as in how he does his business. So that's really inspired me. And so I seen this opportunity, but also I wanted to learn it for myself. And What drew me to the yoni eggs was, so there's many products on the market as far as in Benoit balls as an example of what you can use to tighten the vagina, the yoni, the pussy, you know. And sure. So, but all of those things, they just felt, I ran a sex toy business for a while too, and I wasn't really into much of the products because there was just this disconnection. They all felt artificial. So they were made out of plastic or silicone or some sort of sterling silver metal, whatever. So there wasn't really a connection to it. But the yoni eggs, they were beautiful. So it did all of the things that the Benoit balls did, except they were crystals. And I'm really into crystals. And so that just felt right to me. And when I started using them, I found that it connected me with this deeper part of myself that I never knew I needed a connection with. And it was my womb space. And so previously, I had only been taught about the womb, that it was where you held babies. Right. And this is a place where you have sex and you have pleasure, but that was it. You know, and then you hated your period. And
not the dreaded period.
Yeah, there wasn't anything magical about what was going on down there. But the yoni eggs opened up the magic for me.
Okay, so you started using the yoni eggs, and then you saw the opportunity for the business for the yoni eggs. So is that when you launched the organic blood yoni eggs, after you'd used them for a while, or?
Yeah, well, initially I started selling them on my Facebook. I didn't have a store, so I had a nice size following on my Facebook, and I have been talking about holistic health and loving yourself and staying in your power. And so then I had the yoni eggs, and then once I started offering them on there, hundreds of women started coming to me. And at the time, I was handwriting out all of my notes that I was sending out for all of the packages, and I was doing all of the packaging myself and just sending invoices. And then it just grew to where it became overwhelming, and I was like, I have to do something better. So I launched the first e-commerce website dedicated just to yoni eggs.
Wow.
And yeah, and then that was really cool, and it helped me to service a lot more people. I had to start hiring people, and that was my first time I ever had anything in life where I was able to hire people. That was awesome to be putting money into other families' lives. And then it just kept growing and growing and growing, and started getting major press. And a couple years ago, I was the first person that ever created, professionally packaged the yoni eggs. And that was a huge pivotal moment for me and for the whole industry in general. It's really shifted since then. So it's been
Before I saw your packaging and your products, most of the yoni eggs would just come like in a little pouch and just, you know, would just be kind of, you know, just there, you know? Right. And it was, and when I saw yours, I was just very impressed with the packaging, the professionalism of it all, even with the website, how it was very informative for each different crystal. So I commend you on that and making a difference on that. That was really, really nice the way that it was done. So what year was that you launched the official business? How long ago was that?
I would say probably 2009.
Okay, so it's been a while, and the industry since then has just kind of skyrocketed.
Oh yeah, it's really inspiring to see what has come about since then. And you know, this is a really special tool that does so much for women. So it's really good to see the ones that are taking leadership to step it up and to take it seriously, that they're servicing these women for such a pivotal moment in their life. And it's just inspiring to see what everybody's created off of it.
Yeah, I had read that you are also certified as a crystal healer. Was this before you got involved with the yoni eggs, or after you got involved with the yoni eggs? Which came first, the healing or the eggs?
The egg came first. The
egg came first. And
yeah, so what happened was, I was basically like helping all these women, and they were coming to me with all these questions. But when I started out in the yoni egg business, I wasn't a yoni egg master.
Before you tell us that story, we got to take a break, right? So hold that thought. Don't forget where you left off about you being a yoni egg master. And when we come back, we will hear how she became a yoni egg master. We'll be back, folks. Hold on. Don't go away.
Sexy is back, and we've got it going on all the time here on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
How do you feel about a non-monogamous lifestyle? Does it sound enticing? Are you worried about what others might think? Your questions are answered on Sex Interrupted with Tara and James. It's a discussion about the swinger lifestyle, non-monogamy, sex, sexuality, and where it all fits in. All we ask is that you listen with an open heart and an open mind, and you will find your desires and fantasies can come true. Tune in to Sex Interrupted with Tara and James every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Organic Lovin', for the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious? Playful? Maybe sensual? Adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toy materials, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adults-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin'. For her, for him, for you. For the bodies you love to love, visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin'. That's LOVEN.com.
You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. That's sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. This is Taylor Sparks, your host of Sisters of Sexuality radio show, along with my sister of sexuality and host or hostess, Tiffany Janae. Tiffany, you were just starting to tell us about how you became the Yoni Egg Master and when you got your certification as a crystal healer. Tell us about that process and what brought you to that.
Yeah, so I was saying when I started out with Yoni Eggs, I was by no means a master of them. It wasn't that I was coming from a perspective of I know everything. I was actually still a student, and I learned a lot from the woman that surrounded me, and we built a really strong community and just kind of bounced off experience from one another so that I can get this cumulative content to be able to help other women. And I had knew about crystals. I really always say that they raised me. They've been part of caretaking for me since I was a child. My mom has used them when I first got sent away to preschool or wherever she sent me. What's those weird people? She sent me with a crystal.
Really? Like,
they'll protect you when you're not with your family. You know, this is in place of mom and dad. You know, you're good.
Wow. And when you were that little, you got introduced to crystals.
Yeah. So they've been around from as far back as I can remember. And then it's really amazing. Like, I could tell a whole story just on my journey with the crystals because they are living beings. So for me to look at them as what they contribute as a living being, our journey is just incredible. We have this great relationship. I feel like they're my grandparents or something.
Mm.
And then when I turned into a woman, they took the shape of, they went from jewelry and little pocket stones and things that were appropriate for my age. And then as a woman, they turned into eggs, which represents fertility and cultivation. And so they've just been really cool. So I knew them from that. But when I started getting this responsibility of lots of women coming to me and asking me questions and looking for guidance, I felt that I needed to really step it up and figure out why the crystals are magical, you know, and what are they actually doing. So I took a course, and that's how I became a certified crystal healer,
nice.
Which learned about the science and about also the airy-fairiness, you know, this is powerful, this is magical, it'll change your life.
It's true. Some people think that it, I mean, well, tell me what you think. I mean, I've heard, you know, some people think that it's actually the crystal that does the magic as opposed to, the crystal assist you with what's inside that manifests whatever it is you're trying to do. I mean, what is your take on the power of the crystal itself? Is whatever we're trying to do, we already have inside and the crystal is there to assist us? Or is it the crystal itself? Tell the people what to expect when not only if they were to bring a yoni again to their life or their relationship, but even working with other crystals.
Right. So the way I like to think of the crystals is that they are these ascended masters that walk the earth with us. And in our youth, in our search of trying to become something, we have all of these traits that we want to transcend, that we want to evolve, and that we want to become. Well, the crystals have already become all of those things. They've already walked their path. They've already done all of that. And so they already have this. So they hold this frequency that's really unchangeable. And it's similar to if you were to look at your friends in your life. You know, we all have different friends from different groups for different reasons. You might have a lawyer friend or a doctor or the homie that can get the hookup on anything, you know? And so you go to them and they hold that frequency in your life. They don't change. And that's who they are and what you can count on. So when you have a legal problem, you don't go to the doctor, you go to your lawyer friend. And the crystals work in the same kind of way. Each one of them hold a different type of frequency. So you have your green aventurine that has mastered fertility and fortune. And then you have your rose quartz that's mastered femininity and forgiveness and softness and fierce confidence, right? Mm-hmm. And so they each do something different. So it's no one, even as a healer, right? We have this is a big thing in the world right now where people are talking about healers. Well, I don't believe that a healer can actually heal anyone. They can just assist someone in their own healing. But true healing comes from a person tapping into it in their own selves. Now, what the healer can do and what the crystals can do is help create the environment for the one to be able to do what needs to be done. So when you get this crystal and you set your intention, you know, if you get a rose quartz and you're like, my intention is to strengthen my relationships, to really stand in my power and in my confidence and to be able to forgive. You set the intention, you share that with your crystal, then the crystal holds the frequency. So every time you see it, you feel it, it's around you. And then also it's sending out this vibration for you to really step into that being. But you have to do the work. You have to make a phone call.
It's not the crystal itself.
Right.
That makes perfect sense to me. And although not talking about management, I used to do corporate training many years ago, and I would tell these managers, I would ask them if they could actually motivate people. And they were like, well, yeah. And I'm like, well, actually you can't because motivation is an inside job. What you can do is create a motivating environment in which people feel motivated. So I know it's not the same as the crystal, but I find that a lot of people are looking for everything outside of themselves when we have so much which is already inside of ourselves.
Right.
And then we have things like crystals or managers or friends or loved ones that can, or doctors, as you said, that can assist us with the things that we are trying to get done. And people just keep going outside themselves and outside themselves and outside themselves. It almost reminds me of Dorothy at the end of The Wizard of Oz. If somebody hasn't seen it, I don't want to spoil the end, but but it's like you've always had it on the inside, you know, it's always been there. And I don't know if it's, you know, kind of an age thing that we finally figure that out. I've been trying to instill that in, you know, we have two kids who are in their early 20s, and I keep telling them everything you need and want, you already pretty much have. You just have to decide what you're going to do with it. So that is really, really good to know. And I'm so happy that you gave that explanation, because some people really do think it's the crystal, you know, it's the outside thing, as opposed to this is assisting you in what's already inside and what your intentions are to get done. That is so, so good that you were even drawn to this. I mean, I've only, I think, as you know, started looking into crystals myself recently, and you have helped me in that when I did a reading with you. And you gave me some specific crystals for me and my intention, and they have been most helpful. And I appreciate that. Thank you, Tiffany,
you're welcome.
for helping me with that. So tell me, or and the audience, with regards to being a women's empowerment coach and helping women with their sexuality and whether the yoni egg is involved in that or not, but working with women when they come to you, what are some of the things that they are they looking to have done, and what are they looking for you to assist them with?
Yeah, so it's all kind of the same. I mean, everybody has their own particular story, but the overall goal is the same. Most people are looking to have healthy, happy relationships. Mm-hmm. They want to be healthy in their body and feel confident, and they want to be properly compensated so that they can live comfortably in their life. So within that, yoni eggs is definitely a tool, but I also coach the women, and I have a lot of men as well. They just come at me differently. You know, the mm-hmm. work I do with them is differently. The men like to be more behind the scenes when they're doing personal development work, whereas the women are like, let's have a retreat, bring a hundred hips out. Yeah, and the men are like, no, don't tell anybody I'm here. Yeah. So they're just different. But with all of them, it's just the first thing I like to get into is, what are you intaking? So what are you eating? Who are you around? What are you regularly indulging in? Because this is basically telling your story. And so if you're eating low frequency foods on a regular basis and you're always tired, and because you're tired, you can't then get up and be inspired. It's, you know, all of this leads to one. So I create events and I create environments for people to be able to come and basically feel how good it feels to feel good. So yeah, just teaching them, you know, I always focus on the food and giving them good, healing, healthy food. And then we have a good time. So it's not about you eat good food, now you have to be corny and boring and everything sucks. It's like, no, there's still
a
good time.
Can you tell the people how good food makes sex better, please? Tell them, Tiffany.
So many ways. First of all, your energy level is going to be better. Yeah. You're going to taste better.
Yes.
You're going to feel more confident in your body to be able to do the big moves that you need to do to make sex epic, you know?
Mm-hmm. Epic. We like epic sex. You know what I had a guy say to me?
What?
You're as sweet as a honeydew melon. I was like, oh my.
Where was his accent from? I sense that he's from somewhere else.
Yes, he was from somewhere else. And then he took me somewhere else. I'm like, honeydew melon, you say? That's because I eat well. I eat very well. It's all organic, I tell you. It's from head to toe.
You know, the essence that comes out of you is just something totally different. I've just spent a week with some people that were heavy alcohol drinkers, and that's not normal where I'm around. And just smelling their sweat that comes out.
Oh, it's horrid.
Yeah, it's just so dominating. And, you know, we're all at our own places, but it definitely makes a difference between what you're intaking is how it comes out of your body. Like it tells your story.
Yes. And I mean, and people don't tend to think about what they intake and how it also comes out of the pores. I mean, they think, oh, you know, it's coming out of my breath, or, I may fart or something. And I'm like, but just the sweat itself, you know, well, sweat itself doesn't have an odor. It's the organisms that eat the sweat that actually have the odor. And people don't even know that. I'm like, no, sweat doesn't stink. Sweat is actually pretty, has no odor whatsoever. But it's the organisms that eat the sweat that poop, and the poop, and that's why people stink. People don't know that's what body odor comes from. So
that was good, Taylor. Yeah. Your education just showed right there. That was good.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I would like to know a little bit more about your retreats and about some of the women you're working with. And we'll talk some more with Tiffany Janae as soon as we return. Stay tuned, guys.
You're listening to the Sexy Lifestyle Talk Radio Network.
This November, 4,000 people will be on the sold-out Independence of the Seas Bliss Cruise, offered by Lifestyle Cruising and Bliss. Why do these charters sell out so fast? 5 separate playrooms, dozens of meet and greets aimed at various cultural and sexual orientations, themed dance parties every night, and all upper decks are clothing optional.
Find out about the Bliss Experience on the two upcoming Bliss Charters in 2019. This April is the 5-night Celebrity Infinity Cruise, and next November 2019 will be 7 nights on the beautiful Navigator of the Seas. Couples love the electric atmosphere on our cruises, and we know that sparks will fly in your cabin. Remember, our cruises sell out fast, so be sure to call Wayne at 908-391-1977. That's 908-391-1977, or visit lifestylecruising.com.
Are you looking to get more from your relationship? Why is it that some people just seem to have a better sex life, better marriage, and a closer, more meaningful relationship? Find out the best-kept secrets and more on The Sexy Lifestyle with Carolyn David. Carolyn David will share insight about the swinging lifestyle and how it has strengthened their love and marriage, not to mention their great sex. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on The Sexy Lifestyle Network. You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. That's sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. This is Taylor Sparks, Sisters of Sexuality, and I'm here with my amazing co-host, Tiffany Janae. So, Tiffany, before the break, we were talking about intake and what people eat and what their, not only the body's response to the food that they eat, but how it even affects your sexuality. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yes. Yeah, so we were talking about sweat and odors and things like that and what you eat. And one of the more important aspects that I deal with a lot of my clients is the pH of your body. So that's important to maintain on a regular basis, meaning you're not too alkaline and you're not too acidic. It's about finding that right balance in there because we need both. But right. when you eat unhealthy foods, a lot of fried foods, fast foods, things that is just mindless things that you're eating with no nutritional value, and you're drinking a lot of alcohol, that's going to push you on the acidic side. And so that's really important to know, because as a male, let's say, when you go inside of a woman and you're sharing your fluids inside of her vagina, you are then putting that acidity inside of her, which is going to throw off her pH balance. And that can lead to yeast infections and also to having BV and all of that.
Tell them what BV is.
Bacterial vaginosis.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yep, that's it.
What? Yeah. So this is
imbalance.
It's a really stinky, smelly discharge that comes out. It makes you itchy and very uncomfortable. It's not cool at all. And then that leads to many other things where then now she has to go get on medication and she has to take time off of work. And, you know, it really makes a difference when you are taking care of yourself and that you are then sharing in that sacred space with people that are taking that same kind of care for themselves. So just think of that.
And on top of that, that's also true. Even if you are not exchanging bodily fluids, sperm into the body because you're using condoms, if you're a heavy meat eater and you're not eating healthy, just like Tiffany said, the acidity in your body, even if you're doing oral sex, you could also give a woman bacterial vaginosis. And for those of you who don't know, bacterial vaginosis is not a sexually transmitted disease, although it can be transmitted sexually. It is just the bacteria is an imbalance in the body, which leads to the odor and the discharge. So your pH is really off. But even oral sex, that can happen. Now, you know, with regards to spilling sperm in me, that's not happening with anybody because I don't have that fluid exchange with anyone. And I don't swallow. So I don't have to worry about it on that side either, Tiffany, just so you know.
Yeah.
I had to say it. Although Parrish, our co-host and Sister of Sexuality, keep going, you must swallow the nectar. I don't know if you saw that post she put up on Instagram, swallow the nectar, let it roll down your throat. It's good for you. But I'm like, I'm going to beat you, Parrish. Swallowing. She is such
I'm not a swallower either. I just never acquired a taste for it.
No. And then if it doesn't, and if guys, if you're really acidic, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that acidy, icky. Just like y'all don't want the fishy, icky. We don't know. Ew.
Right.
Ew. Go ahead. You were saying, Tiffany, before I interjected with all of my.
No. We can be complete with that. I think we got it across. Eat your vegetables, kids.
Eat your vegetables, kids. Drink lots of water so you're not so high in acidic flavor and texture and. Yeah. So, but, and for ladies, if you are having trouble with bacterial vaginosis, and you can get something from the doctor, but a natural remedy is the boric acid suppositories, not to be taken orally. It is highly poisonous, but to be as a vaginal suppository, boric acid, 600 milligrams, I think 5 or 6 days straight will set you back on the course. So do you have women coming to you at some of your either one-on-one coaching or even at your retreats looking to better their relationship, whether it's sexually, romantically, or whether it's just with themselves? Are they coming to you to get assistance in those things as well, Tiffany?
Yeah, definitely. And for me, the relationship to better any other relationship really begins with yourself. So I do a lot of that interpersonal work with the woman is like, what's off? You know, what is it that you feel? Where do you have yourself basically held hostage, where you're not allowing yourself to grow from that particular moment? And then how do we love that part and then set it free? Because then from there, like, there is no technique that I feel I can teach to anyone to better their sex. If a person's in their mind, if every time they're touched, they're reliving trauma, or if they are feeling really bad about themselves, that those techniques are only going to work for small kind times, you know. But if we can open up and move them past that blockage, then it's limitless. They can go as far as they want to go and really just get in the flow of things and not have to focus on this kind of sexual position and technique. You just do your thing because you feel free and you feel great and you feel amazing and you're riding the waves of bliss. And, you know, so that's where I like to get them from there. It's like, let's do that work. Let's dig in. Let's heal those things.
Yeah. And have you had people such as myself who are living a open, married, poly, swinging, kinky lifestyle come to you and go, okay, something is off here. I have all these things, you know, I'm free as a bird with boundaries. How can you help me balance out, you know, this segment? Because I have found people who are monogamous who find out that my husband and I have been open for many, many years now, who tend to think, oh, your things are off because, you know, the swinging thing. And I'm like, it's not that. That actually is working perfectly fine. It's working really well. Don't fuck with that part. That part is good. And so when you come, do you have people that who are living alternative lifestyles? I mean, it could be an LGBTQ situation or a BDSM situation, and they come to you, and if it's, you know, do you work with those people as well?
Yeah, totally. Because that's just how you do your thing. But that doesn't have anything to do with, I focus more on self-development and self-love and, you know, and the energetic exchange and communication and all of those things. So that doesn't change at the core. We're all the same humans. However we choose to express ourselves and the different lifestyles and things that we attach, that we become part of, is that's secondary. But right. At the base of it, there's still this spiritual being that's having a human experience, and there's questions and there's confusion and there's times that we need guidance that comes up. No matter what you're doing, whether you're a prude or you're a swinger, you know, it doesn't matter, that those things are going to come up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when people are who they are, and if you can just help them understand and accept who they are, regardless of the things that they're doing or, you know, the way that they've decided to live their lives, I think you are a great asset to them and can be very helpful to a lot of people. So when people are looking for you, tell us what are your next upcoming events, and tell me about your next upcoming, what's the word I'm looking for, Tiffany? Retreat. Tell me about your next retreat.
Yeah. So I have two retreats. I just did one that was amazing, here in Hawaii in February. We had about 30 women come from all over the United States, and we did 4 days of this deep diving in, and it was just so cool. It was like so pivotal for them and for me, and it was just awesome. But so we're doing that one again. It's called Money Magic Retreat. We're doing that in 2019.
Ooh. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So my partner, she's a Harvard Business School graduate, and she works on with big clients as far as in helping them behind the scenes with their finances and just building structure so that the business can be successful. Mm-hmm. So her name is Arielle Lauren, and we partnered up. So she teaches about that aspect at the retreat. And mm-hmm. then I teach about the energy. I make sure that the menu is very meticulous, that we're including all of the local ingredients that we can so that they have this, they're bringing in good high frequency energy. And then I do take them on adventures. And so each one of the movements that we do and the adventures that we do and exercises that we do, it's all symbolic for getting the formula to change. So for example, one thing I did, I took them to these beautiful pools, and it's so we have these amazing pools that it's like a runoff from the ocean. So they stay very still. They're usually crystal clear, wow, beautiful, and they're just connected to the ocean. And then they're kind of like in a cavern, I guess. So there's these cliffs and things that you can jump off of. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. we had spent 4 days doing this chakra cleansing exercises, and the final day we got to the crown chakra, and I put him in a van and drove him to the middle. It looks like the middle of nowhere. We have to cross this fence that says danger, don't cross. I'm like, oh, great. Fine. It's fine. Just let's go. You know, and then I took him to these cliffs, and I had him jump off the cliff from whatever height that they were comfortable with. But the exercise was to get into the water. And it was so amazing to watch them trembling and shaking and just so full of fear. And then having to overcome that and jump in, it was awesome.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to hear a little bit more about that when we come back. And then I have a couple of more surprising questions, because I have to get your feedback on this. And I want everyone else to hear it, too. So stay tuned, guys. We'll be back with Tiffany Janae. One moment.
Are you ready for uncensored talk about sex, relationships, and more? Then listen for Tammy's Playhouse. Host Tammy and her occasional co-host Dan will break it down for you with some great advice, words to make you feel comfortable, and even some humor to hopefully make you laugh until you pee. Forget insecurities. We're all in the same boat here. Just enjoy the ride. Tammy's Playhouse is broadcast every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Organic Lovin'. For the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious? Playful? Maybe sensual? Adventurous? How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toy materials, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adults-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin'. For her, for him, for you. For the bodies you love to love, visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin'. That's LOVEN.com.
You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. That's sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Hey guys, welcome back. Taylor Sparks here, along with my Sister of Sexuality and co-host Tiffany Janae. Welcome back, Tiffany.
Yay.
So listen, Tiffany and I was it 2 years ago this November? I invited Tiffany to come with me on the Bliss Cruise, who is part of our sponsor with LifestyleCruising.com. And Tiffany came on, and this was your first time on a lifestyle cruise, Tiffany?
Definitely.
Wait, was it your first time on a lifestyle anything?
Like, for sure.
Yeah. So she hadn't even been like to a house party. And I drag her, not kicking and screaming, but wide-eyed and bushy-tailed, to this ship of 3,000 people. Bliss Cruise is amazing, guys. And so, Tiffany, tell the people, as a then vanilla, no longer vanilla because I took that cherry, as a vanilla person who came on board, what were your preconceived thoughts about it? And then how did you feel halfway through it? And then once it was over, you were like, tell me.
Yeah, so first of all, afterward, like, as we're in it, I'm looking at my eggs and I'm like, you get me into some fucking shit eggs. The places you take me, because it's all about the eggs, you know, I'm just supporting them on their journey. And right. They're like, hey, we need a human to escort us on this cruise, this swingers cruise. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah, so it was definitely my first time. And wow, it was mind blowing. I went open at this point, the Yoni eggs have taken me so many places that I really am just open to experience. And I don't judge people for whatever it is they're doing. I'm curious and just interested in how people are living their lives. So I went with that. But it was definitely intense the first few days, just seeing and having to overcome all of these things inside of my own self of just feelings and emotions and
like
and some judgments, you know, definitely came up.
Okay.
And then it was 7 days. So it wasn't even an easy initiation of like, let's go on a quick 3-day cruise. And it was a 7-day cruise.
That was a week. She was in it.
Yeah. And so the first 3 days we were out to sea and I was like, oh my God, I just need to get off and like
I think
see
we're only
normal
see two
people.
Days, Tiffany. We only had to see 2 days.
Oh, felt like 3 days.
I'm sure.
But then after I recalibrated, I was like, okay, I got all of that's done. I'm out of my system. I'm going to go back and just be curious and just be an observer. And I met some really cool people on there. Like, I really love the caliber of people that were on there and that it's couples. And a lot of these people have been together for 20 plus years and really have solid bonds with each other. But they just enjoy sex and being free and learning from other people. That's what I seen at the core is like you're learning from other people and you're moving past the insecurities. So a lot of times, like, I believe that more people are actually like that than not, but society forms us into being proper. So we end up choosing these monogamous relationships that people are really struggling in. And then it because they're struggling, they end up having to do a lot of those things that they want to do anyways, but they do them in the dark. And that's how it ends up breeding like disease and sickness.
And they're cheating because they're being, and that's what people don't understand. And the key word you said was choice, choosing to be monogamous or choosing, you can also choose to lead an ethical non-monogamous life, but it's the choice that people should make.
Definitely. So it was just really nice. I really appreciated the frequency that you all hold over there for the planet of just being fearless with your pleasure and with your love and really moving past insecurities and choosing to go towards fear and like totally just tackle it and take it down as opposed to like, oh, fear's over there. Let's act like we didn't see it and just be proper and move this way. Oh shit. It keeps coming up. Like you guys are like, there's fear. Let's go. Like, let's take it on.
That's so interesting that you think that, I mean, that you have that take. I know some people probably think of it that way, but it never scared me. Not one iota. I never thought about it as fear.
That's
I'm like,
badass you are, Taylor, though.
Well, no, I'm not saying that. It's just that I'm like you and like a lot of people, I'm curious. And so I'm open to being curious and I'm open to being open about curiosity. And I'm like, huh, that's interesting. And but, you know, I ask a million questions like, why would you do that? How do you do that? Where do you do that? Okay, with whom do you do that? You know, and it's so my curiosity is what drives me in that direction. And then I put a toe in And then I'm like, well, you know, I'm not much of a dabbler. Fuck it. I'm just in, you know? And then I just, yeah. I bathe in it until I decide whether I like it or not. And, but I just go all in, girl. I just go all in. I found, I always, when I recount the story of you coming with us, the thing that sticks in my mind is that you kept using the hand sanitizer. I'm like, if you clean your hands one more time behind this table, I'm gonna choke you in your sleep.
But I do that anyway.
I'm like, everybody is clean, Tiffany. These are some of the cleanest people you will ever meet.
No, and it probably could be interpreted as that there, but I do that anyways. I have a phobia. If you know, if you ever meet me, I do not want to shake your hand. I don't care who you are. I think that's one of the worst American traditions to shake people's hands.
Okay,
I touch my face and my hair constantly, and I always have my fingers in my mouth, and I like to, and I'm very meticulous throughout the day to make sure I'm not touching certain things. So then from someone to just carelessly shake my hand and not take all the care that I took throughout the day to make sure my hands.
Oh my gosh. No, I understand completely. Completely. It's and even on the cruises, you know, sometimes if you got a really short dress on, they'll want you to sit on a towel. And I have said to the wait staff, you don't understand, swingers and lifestyle people are some of the cleanest people and germophobes that you will probably ever meet. I don't even know where that towel has been. You want me to put my pussy on it? No, thank you. Not doing that. So listen, Tiffany, tell people where they can find you on social media.
So I have two main websites. I got a bunch of other ones, but I'll spare you all. You can
find
everything.
Give us the main ones.
All right. So Tiffany Janay, TiffanyJanay.com. And from there, you can find out about my coaching, my retreats, and my personal work. And then for my yoni eggs, you can go to yoni eggs, and that's plural, yonieggs.com. And that's my store. You know, one thing also, too, Taylor, before we go, I wanted to say this year in my work, so I have two retreats. I have the Money Magic, and then I have a men and woman retreat that I'm doing that's for holistic healing in Ecuador. Mm-hmm. But a lot of my work, I'm going to focus on for 2019 moving forward is on this moon and seeds is what I called it. And teaching
is that
the men
on
about,
the site too?
No, not yet. This is like an exclusive you all are getting.
Go,
so
quickly.
Yeah, teaching the men about holding their seeds and then teaching the woman about how to track their cycle so that they can have natural birth control and we can really change all of that. So
instead of taking all these things that are messing up their hormones consistently.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, this is going to, please let us know when that is going to be up. And also, Tiffany will be hosting her show as well. And I don't know if you can hear my dog bark in the back, but I apologize for that. On social media and on, they can find you at Tiffany Janay as well.
Yep, you can find me at Tiffany Janay across the board, and that'll link you to all of the other things. Come down my rabbit hole.
Perfect. And I am Taylor Sparks of Organic Lovin', LOVEN.com. And you can find me at organiclovin.com on all social media as well as my website. And of course, follow us all. And of course, follow us at sistersofsexuality.com on our website and on all of our social media. We are here every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Coming up, we will have Marla Renee Stewart, Tiffany Janay, Parrish Michelle Blair, and Jet Setting Jazz. Jasmine as your host and co-host for all of our shows. We are talking about everything. If you have questions that you would like us to answer, please email us at sistersofsexuality@gmail.com and we will answer your questions. You can stay anonymous. You can make up a name, whatever you like. I want to thank Tiffany Janay for taking the time out of her schedule. And she's all the way in Hawaii, and I'm on the East Coast for getting up so early to be with us. But I wanted you guys to meet her and know who she is and listen out for her and her shows. Follow her on all social media. And, of course, follow the Sisters of Sexuality. We look forward to connecting with you all in the near future, and we'll catch up with you soon. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hey, sexy people. If you're ready to start your sexual evolution, we've got some amazing prizes to give away. Some of the great prizes include Womanizer, the most advanced pleasure product for stronger, longer, and more intense orgasms. SDC.com is giving away a lifetime membership to the sexiest online community of open-minded people. Touch from experience, warm. It warms your personal lube, then automatically dispenses it with a wave of your hand. And we can't forget Throes of Passion Waterproof Pleasure Blanket. Keep your bed dry no matter how wet it gets. For your chance to win one of these amazing prizes, simply send us an email at info@thesexylifestyle.com with the word contest in the subject line. Your name will be entered into the weekly drawing, and remember to visit our website regularly for a list of the winners and more information about all the amazing prizes and sponsors. Go to thesexylifestyle.com contest page and enter as often as you like.
Welcome to the Sexy Lifestyle Quickies.
We are Carol and David, and with us today is Jeff Abraham from Promescent. So, Jeff, how important is it to have open communication with your partner about premature ejaculation and not just find excuses to cover up issues?
I'll start by saying that I believe open, honest communication is a fundamental building block in any relationship, not just man, woman, or even sexually speaking, father, son, you know, mother, daughter, friendship, business, anything. But the reason it's even more important with something like premature ejaculation is because if you're not lasting long enough to satisfy your partner, and it's unspoken, it will literally create some resentment on the female partner's part because she's not receiving the satisfaction, and it will create a sense of shame or anxiety on the male partner, which will only exacerbate the condition.
And certainly talking about it and then finding the solution, like a product like Promescent that can make love last longer, if you didn't talk about it, you might not even know there was something out there that could help you.
Well, that was another great quickie. Thanks so much for being here. How can people find Promescent?
I always tell people that the best way to find Promescent is to go to www.promescent.com. That's Promescent. Because if you want to buy it at a retail store, you plug in your zip code. We have a whole network of independent pharmacies and like Target and stuff like that. It'll tell you the closest one to you.
Thanks so much, Jeff. We are Carol and David from the Sexy Lifestyle Quickies.
Your sex energy is your life energy. That's a central focus of the Conscious Living Show with Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce and her husband, Dr. Mark Pierce. The health of your sexual life is a barometer for your physical, mental, and intimate relationship health. If something is out of whack, by listening, you may be able to identify the problem and fix it. And it's not always about the sex. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show, broadcasting live every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and 12 noon Eastern Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Thank you for tuning in to Sisters of Sexuality. Please join Taylor Sparks, Jet Setting Jasmine, Parrish Michelle Blair, Marla Renee Stewart, and Tiffany Janae again next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network. Same time, same place next week.